keeping things going. Now it's time for Talkin' Books. And as always for Talkin' Books, we are joined by the one, the only, Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is their website. Susan, thank you so much for being with us as always. How are you?
You know, all things considered, I'm pretty flippin' okay, Aaron.
Nice.
How are you?
I am pretty flippin' okay as well. It's a beautiful day. You know, you look out the window, it's kind of hard not to at least get a little bit of a pickup from the nice weather. Whatever base level you're at, you add like 2 points to it just from the fact that it's so nice outside.
Well, and in fact, I've been Zooming all day, and as soon as I complete this call, I'm going to go take a walk myself.
Awesome. So what is going on at the library? What's happening?
Well, all kinds of things. I think I talked about our big grant award last week, mm-hmm. and of course, Park and Pickup. Our friend's bookstore is happening. I can tell folks that soon you will be able to start bringing back donations. So we don't have definitive dates yet, but that will be happening soon. So we're staying busy for a joint that's quote unquote closed. And I think you mentioned that you spotted our swanky new van somewhere.
I did. Yeah. And I was, doing my walk around the mall before I go on the air. And there was the Chapel Hill Public Library van doing, I don't know what, but it's right at the spot where the remote pickup is going to be once that opens up again. So I assume we're getting close to having that open, right?
Yeah, so this is our new locker project. We got a federal grant last year, and then our friends added some funding to it. So on the other side of U Place from y'all, right next to Planet Fitness, and between there and Alfredo's, in the coming weeks, we're going to launch our University Place lockers, which gives people another option for contact-free pickup. And part of that grant, we got this swanky van that we got to, like, you know, do a cool vinyl wrap, and it's bold and graphic, and that's what our staff will use to transport books from the library down to the lockers. So more on that soon, but
nice.
Staff is working out all the kinks. It's a really complex thing to add another location. It's like changing everything. So we have an awesome team working on it, and they're training our staff. And so you'll be seeing more activity over there in the coming weeks.
Love it. Speaking with Susan Brown, ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org for more on the library, all the services that they're still offering even now. So let's talk books. We're now fully into October. We're still in a pandemic. We're less than a month away from the election. Everyone is super tense and nervous and trying to navigate through this weird world that we're living in right now. So you suggested Serenity Now as our prompt, right?
Yes, I did, because in part I was looking forward to my walk and thinking that will help instill some serenity. And I would say on almost a daily basis, I feel like George Costanza's father from the Seinfeld episode where the world is falling apart around me in my household, and I just find myself saying, Serenity Now.
Serenity Now.
Serenity Now.
Don't overdo it, because I remember that episode not ending well for Serenity Now, but
that's right. But we won't talk anymore about Seinfeld.
About that.
Let's talk books.
Awesome. So books about Serenity Now, or books inspired by Serenity Now. What do we got?
So it's funny, because I was on a meeting just before this, and I told the folks I was on the meeting with, I said, by the way, y'all, I've got to go talk about books in a couple minutes. When I say Serenity Now, what do you think of? And many people said poetry.
Okay.
So books that inspire serenity within you. So I wanted to just throw out a couple of books that came up to my mind. I'll quickly mention just three books of poetry that I think would be great if you are looking to find serenity in the world and yourself. The first one is Billy Collins' classic book, Sailing Alone Around the Room. It's just that title alone.
That's a great serenity title, yeah.
Right? Sailing Alone Around the Room. So Billy Collins was, of course, our poet laureate. He's got some of the most accessible, wonderful, witty, and warm poems. And so that's the first one that I wanted to mention. The other one that I wanted to mention is Mary Oliver, who is just a one of my favorites. I've talked about her before. And the one that I wanted to mention here is called Why I Wake Early. Again, I think serenity comes in the early morning hours. Or, of course, these days it could come because you wake up very early because of existential angst. But sometimes we wake up to find serenity. I wanted to mention this one because, many of her works include poems on nature, and this one certainly does this. So she's got poems about everything from crickets to bears to snakes to flowers. So that's a lovely one. And then the third poetry book that I wanted to mention, I was scanning my own shelves, and I wanted to mention Thomas and Beulah by Rita Dove. Who is just, again, I think she may have been our poet laureate for a while, but Thomas and Beulah is a wonderful, it's a collection of poems that tells the story of a marriage. And it's an African-American couple, and it tells the story of their life from marriage to the Great Migration to their old age together, and it's fabulous. And if you like to think of serenity, finding it in marriage and sort of living out your life together, that's my third poetry recommendation.
Awesome. So inspired by that, and you mentioned sailing around the room, and that for whatever reason reminded me of the poetry professor that I had in college. I took one poetry workshop in college with a professor named Jack Riddle, who was just this beloved, he's since retired, but this beloved professor at Hope College, and he only taught poetry workshops. That was the only class he taught, and everyone just loved him to death as a teacher, but he was also this incredible poet as well, and he's published a whole bunch of great poetry anthologies, and he's still going, he's still active, he's still writing, and his most recent one is a book that also has a very serene and beautiful title. It's called Practicing to Walk Like a Heron. And it was published in 2013. I've unfortunately not read that one yet. The one that he published right when I was graduating college is a book called Against Elegies, which is another just great book of poetry that some of my very, very favorite poems of all time are from. So I will piggyback off of you and recommend Jack Riddle, who's a professor. He lives and works up in Michigan, so I don't know how easy it's going to be to find his books here, although I suppose you can get online and order anything. But Jack Riddle is the poet that I'll recommend. R-I-D-L. Riddle without the L and the E, or the D and the E.
I love it. So when I was thinking about serenity now, I was also thinking like types of books that I turn to when I seek solace or serenity or escape or some sort of like, it's a familiarity. So I was thinking about kind of classic mysteries, and I will often on my walks turn on really anything read by a British person with an audiobook, but yes. It's often like Agatha Christie, classic mysteries, right? Like it's comforting, it's familiar. So I wanted to mention that, but also offer an alternative. If you like Agatha Christie and you've read them all and those types of books, I wanted to recommend M.C. Beaton, who is another classic British mystery writer. And her series, which features the main character, is Hamish Macbeth. So these are set in a small Scottish town. Great cast of characters. Hamish is the town's Bobby. There's not a lot of, you know, crazy sex and violence and serial killers and all of that. These are sort of classic village type of mysteries. And I also wanted to mention that if you're looking for a sort of comforting, serene show to watch, these were turned into a TV series, and they're wonderful. In some ways, I like the show better than the book, which I rarely do. And they're available on Amazon or Netflix or all of Macbeth. I think that classic mysteries and sort of comforting mysteries are a thing that I go to when I'm seeking serenity.
Awesome. Susan, we're starting to lose your connection, so we're going to have to unfortunately wrap up. Unless you just moved somewhere from somewhere else and can go back.
No, I haven't moved.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, we're losing your connection. I'm sorry. So we're gonna have to drop it. Otherwise, people will not be serene when they're listening to it, unfortunately. But ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the website. So head there and get more books. A lot more on the website in terms of resources and services still being provided even now. Susan, sorry for the connection. Thank you so much.